is Independent Native News for Friday, the 16th of June. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock. The Navajo Nation is still in a state of emergency as flames whipped by winds up to 60 miles per hour jumped a firebreak yesterday and spread to 2,500 acres on the Navajo Reservation, 60 miles east of Page near the Utah border. The Navajo Mountain Fire is said to be about 5% contained, but officials said yesterday no homes are threatened and no structures have burned. About 1,000 residents living in the Rainbow community of Navajo Mountain, just east of the mountain itself, have been put on alert for possible evacuation, according to Selena Many Children at the Navajo Emergency Operations Center.
The north side of the mountain is the site that's burning. They live right there on the site. They see the mountain burning, and they see the direction that it takes. And so they are on alert right now, and there have been Department of Emergency Management staff from Shiprock on scene and community health representatives from the Navajo Nation, and all the entities that are there have assisted with going door-to-door, knocking on the doors, and alerting people to the fact that they may be forced to evacuate. And there is quite a number of facilities there. They have a couple of historic sites, which is the Rainbow Lodge Trading Post and the Navajo Mountain Trading Post. They have a BIA school. They have some old hogans that are considered historic structures.
A fire incident commander says if the blaze jumps a second fire line, residents in the community most likely will be evacuated. The blaze caused by lightning was first reported Saturday. It's estimated 300 firefighters are battling the flames, at times with help from up to 7 slurry tankers and 6 helicopters. Cost of the firefight so far is estimated at $543,000. Meanwhile, the controversy continues in South Dakota's Black Hills as Native activists and environmental groups rally to protect the sacred site of Bear Butte. But as Francis Lynn reports, the Meade County Commission has unanimously agreed to allow a hard liquor license near the site.
The proposed concert venue, the Sturgis County Line, continues to draw harsh criticism for its proximity to Bear Butte State Park. Tribal leaders, ranchers, and community members raised concerns over the negative atmosphere a biker bar may bring to what many consider to be a sacred site. Bruce Ellison, an attorney who has filed a lawsuit against the commission, says the Butte is considered a national historic landmark and therefore additional requirements must be met.
There are various federal laws, and the state is to apply the laws, and one of them is there has to be storm water discharge permits for any construction activities that are over 5 acres, and there was no permit applied for.
However, Bryce Flint, attorney for Jay Allen, says Allen meets the criteria of character and location. He adds since there is so much scrutiny placed on this venue, Allen will surely comply with all federal and state regulations. Allen has previously stated that he seeks a peaceful resolution, and his venue represents the values of freedom and friendship. The commission agreed and with no discussion voted unanimously to approve the liquor license. Ellison and others are considering further legal action. For Independent Native News, I'm Frances Lynn in Sturgis.
In the Canadian Yukon, the Little Salmon Carmax First Nation is going to court over the way the Yukon government handed out land in its traditional territory. The First Nation claims the territorial government gave away a parcel of agriculture land without proper consultation with the Little Salmon Carmax people. The land in question involves infringement on trap lines belonging to elders in the area. The group is asking the government to reverse the land grant decision and reassess the application under the new Yukon Environmental and Socioeconomic Assessment Act. Little Salmon Chief Eddie Skookum could not be reached for comment on the lawsuit. However, the First Nation news release says it's relying on its land claim agreement when it goes to court. The agreement requires First Nation involvement in any decisions about land within the First Nation's traditional territory. This is Independent Native News with help from KSUT's Victor Locke. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.
Supported by Sanosky Chambers Law Firm of Albuquerque, San Diego, Anchorage, Juneau, and Washington, D.C., defending Native American interests since 1976. And by Ridolfi Incorporated, designing and implementing restorative community development. RIDOLFI.com. Independent Native News is a production of KUAC at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.